Hey, what's going on, y'all? You know it's your boy Wolf Brown, your favorite co-host that you hate the most, and I'm with
Marcus Mensah International. Welcome back.
Hey, man, today we about to get really deep into it, man. We got some thought culture, man.
And we also getting into witches.
We're about to get into a little bit of fetish. We about to explain to y'all about some fetishes.
Oh, man, some crazy fetishes out there.
And this episode is special because we coming live from Detroit. We're both here right now.
We on the North End. He got me on the, you know, I'm a Linwood nigga. He got me on the North End.
But we came to bring y'all a little bit of thought culture, a little bit of fetishes, and a little witches all in one episode.
Please go get the K, man. Make sure we safe out here.
A's in the back. All right. We love y'all. All
right, let's get it.
Hey, yo. Hey, we live here right now in Detroit, but I'm live in the flesh with my brother Marcus, man.
Yo, what's going on, man? You got me on the fucking North End and shit.
We got him on the North End here.
You got me looking over you, like, over my shoulder and shit.
And your man's done pulled up in a Beamer, man. Your man's done pulled up smooth.
Oh, man, but he heard of how me and O doing it, man. We out here just trying to make some shit happen.
Y'all look like money to me, man. Y'all looking like some good-ass money to me. But I'm happy we here because we had some topics that we was going to breeze over real quick, and we was going to get to the skinny of them today.
Okay.
You know, and we had a lot of stuff that we was going to touch, you know. Go ahead, lay it out for us.
Man, so this stock culture is taking over. It's crazy. Like, it's to the point to where females is wearing this shit as like a badge of honor. Right?
Yeah, I understand.
But, you know, I'm the type of person, do what you're going to do. But then you can't turn around and be like, where the good man at? Like,
yeah.
You can't do that. Like, you can't.
But, bro, and here's my thing about that. Although I agree with you, I'm kind of a hypocrite.
Okay.
Because I like that. You know what I'm saying? But you're 100% right because I see it all the time. You know, and I don't know if you know them, but I know you do. You got your ear to the streets a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That brother, Kevin Samuels, be calling out the thoughts. And every time that you hear something that's like relate to Kevin Samuels about it, everybody giving it the naysay. You know?
Yeah.
And so, like, I understand what you're saying about thought culture. I like thoughts. That's my back pocket goal right there, you know? Just a little bit. Because, you know, it's like, if I done had them nights. I done been drunk.
Mm.
You know, I done been scrolling through Facebook, scrolling through Instagram. Ooh, I know her. Ooh, she looking hot. It's a thought. Maybe I can get it. And on the other hand, I'm kind of hypocritish, and I'm happy I got you here to correct me because it's like, man, nigga, what's going to stop me from fucking with this thought and turn around the next day tomorrow and say, man, these thoughts need to stop. They doing too much, man.
Well, see, the thing about me, right, and, you know, I'm going to admit this by myself, you know, I'm a lover boy, man. I don't know. A lot of girls think I'm a player. Mm-hmm. A lot of girls be thinking I'm just out here hoeing around, tossing dick left and right. You know what I'm saying? My bedroom be dry.
No, the fuck it don't. My shit dry. No, the fuck it. Keep going.
My shit dry than the Sahara Desert, man. The Sahara Desert. My shit dry, man.
So I mean, In the thought nature is the ones who you do mess with, they not thought-ish.
All right, so look, I give you an example, right?
All
right,
please.
So I used to talk to, I ain't gonna say her name, but I used to talk to a girl out of LA.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And this is her proposition to me, right? She said, I want you to be one of my brother husbands. She's like, yeah, I want to have you and three other guys. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm sitting there. I'm like, what? I was like, hell no. Like, fuck that. Like, I'm like, I'm looking at her. I'm like, that's why I stopped talking to you in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
Real quick, is she black?
Yeah, she black.
Yeah.
I mean,
they be on that shit now.
Bro, the pussy is A1. I will give her that. I will give her that. The pussy is so good. I actually sat there and thought about it, which I knew my answer was going to be, but I gave it a thought. That's how good the pussy was. I gave it a thought. Like,
hey, what's the status of these brother husbands? Because we know you a military guy, right? we know you in the military. You got a lot going on for you. What's these other motherfuckers?
So I mean, I guess I was a dude that was like laying pipe. She had her money, dude. Okay. She had a dude that was like, her emotional support. And then, but she told us we could bring other bitches in.
Okay.
So yeah, it would have been like some type of freaky community.
She sounded a little bit right. I'm waiting for this story to get wrong.
I'm just saying though. But then it's like, okay, so now it's like, all right, so I'm with you, my girl. But then I'm sharing you. Like, what I got you on Tuesdays and Wednesdays or something?
Yeah, she got you, know what I'm saying? Fit in the schedule. So what end up ultimately coming to that?
No, I mean, she gave me the proposition. I just lit that. I didn't give her an answer. Then I was just like, we just stopped talking because that ain't something I'm trying to rock with. Now, I'll rock with me and multiple chicks, but I can't have a chick dictating, like, what's going on with the whole situation. I don't know. That just don't sit right with me.
Yo, because, that sounded good. That you could bring in multiple chicks.
But don't you say that.
Negative. I don't should be one of my brother husbands. And like the whole sharing, so, 100%.
So I think about it. So the pussy good.
Yeah.
Right.
Now you.
And this is something every guy got to think about. What if one of the niggas got a bigger dick than you? I'm just saying. Let's keep it a buck,
man. All right, let's keep it a buck.
So then he doing his work. Now it's your day, and it ain't got that feel no more.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there, it's like motherfucking. You know how you just run down the hallway when he's back in high school and shit with your jacket flapping in the breeze. That's what it feels like.
Never coming to that.
All that room and shit, like all that space and opportunity in that moment.
Stop.
I'm just saying,
But listen. It had to be a reason that she chose you. Not gonna. She a chick. She got multiple options. You one of the options. Nigga dick can't be that much bigger. You gotta be.
No, I'm just saying. No. I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's that. But that's just something that, you know what I'm saying. That jumps in my mind. Oh, mind you, right. So we outside on North End. Naeem, you better have me. You trying to have me on the West Side? And if you Crime Stoppers, I matter. You know what I'm saying.
Between me, Marcus, and y'all, I got a chop in the back fully loaded right now.
Oh, okay. Then I'm good. I feel safe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm going to flash it afterwards just so don't nobody think I'm bullshit.
No, but yo, this is the first, since I've been back in the city, this is the first pod I did. I had a lot of people that was like, oh, I want to do a pod. But you know what I'm saying? Like, to get back with my brother where it started at, it just feel right. You know what I'm saying?
I'm live right now when I'm doing the pod in person. Because it's like we touch subjects that I can't touch with nobody else. You know what I'm saying?
And then this is our first one, us sitting right next to each other.
Yeah, man.
Our first one live from Detroit. The first Detroit International one actually in Detroit. It's crazy.
Sipping on pina coladas like we in the goddamn Bahamas. but you know what? I'm going to tell you one thing about thoughts. And here's my thing, man. And like I be quiet. Like, I post some on Facebook, and I hope it ain't too hypocritical, because people could easily... My Facebook open.
Right.
Go on there and look. So, I have, like, a post, and I might share something about Kevin Samuels, and I had voiced this to you earlier.
Yeah.
That my big thing about thoughts was that I like them, man. I like seeing these little half-naked chicks, you know what I'm saying? I like seeing the little... them, you know, bouncing that ass,
yeah.
They do the little pull up with the little when they're doing their little twerk on the draw. But the thing is, and here's where y'all about to slap me for this one, is I'm gonna be in a relationship with one. No,
so and that's what I'm saying. So even if you look, so Gabrielle Union just posted a picture in her, showing her buns and shit. Yep. So if I'm Dwayne Wade, I'm like, what are you doing that for? You already got me. I get it. You want to feel sexy. But it's a limit to it all. Like, so it's like you see all these other girls getting all this attention, and it's like, oh, so I'm not enough.
Yo, I'm about to throw that M. Night Shyamalan.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to throw that M. Night Shyamalan twist for you. Dwayne Wade took that picture. Because I saw she was in the bathroom with a nice butt, right? For her birthday. It was her birthday, folks. She's like looking good for 50
or something. So look, check out. And that brings me to me and Octavius having a conversation today, right? He said one of the 90-year-old patients he got, dude, moving around, this and that. He was talking, he's like, man, what's it like? He asked him, like, what's the secret of life? Like, why you got so much life? Why is it so vibrant? And he said, man, he looked at Octavius. He's like, what are you, like 30 something? Mm. He said, bro, when you get about 40, After that, you ain't got no use for these bitches, man. He's like, focus on you.
Damn. So we got about a good 10 years.
So, but basically what he trying to say that is, nowadays, females aren't trying to bring substance to a person's life, right? You have a chick say, that what they, you know, they want a relationship and this and that, but then they'll want to turn around and go out on a girl's night, or my girl's doing this, or my girl's came up, my girl's doing that. Like, so you in a relationship with me, now it's not that I'm not saying you can't do certain shit, but if you're doing certain shit that you used to do, you disrespecting me in the relationship. But you're not thinking about that. You're thinking about, oh, you trying to put handcuffs on me. You trying to stop me. No, I'm trying to show you how to respect your man like I'm respecting you as my female. But females don't see that. They just look at it like, like a dude holding me back.
Yo, you know what I want to attribute that to? American culture. Yeah. I want to attribute that to American culture. See, because when I could just go to my living room and I'm cutting on the Real Housewives of Compton or Love and Hip Hop Baltimore, whatever you hold be, they be doing like, you know, they got to be the it girl. They got to be fucking somebody, you know. And I don't want to be misogynistic. That's a term I learned.
Yeah.
Misogynistic is like a man who looks on a woman to be in a woman's place. But
misogyny and all that shit. Yeah.
We have women who don't want to be women anymore.
Not at all. Not at all. Yeah. And then they want us to be these type of men. And it's so funny. You know, the more I don't care about females and the more I started focusing on myself, the more I got into the gym and got my body right and really got on me.
Yes.
Girls is coming at me left and right. And I don't even care like that. Mm. I really don't. And it's like, because I want I want a chick that's into more than designer fabrics. Yes. I want you not to approach me just because you see the nice car or you feel like I got X, Y, and Z. I want you to get to know me as a person. But then again, it's not that no more.
Yeah,
so you have to have those things, especially if you're somewhere like Detroit. So ever since I've been in Detroit, I've been driving my homie's G-Wagon. I had this chick in this bucket jump in front of the G-Wagon, out. She was aggressive. She said, what's that number? I'm like, damn, like, relax. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Man, as you was pulling up the street here, I just witnessed, you know what I'm saying? Chick just trying to holler at you and them. Because that motherfucker's nice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's nice.
Yeah. So,
but that's the thought. That's the thought.
That's the whole thought process. The thing about it is the girl blocked me.
Yo.
But the thing about it, before she blocked the other car.
I watched it.
That's the only reason I brushed her off. She blocked the other dudes. The dude had like a Cadillac. So then when I pulled up behind with the, you know, with the BMW and shit, she stopped at the red light and didn't want to let me pass.
Mm.
And then they waited till I hop out to kind of see my whole frame and how I looked and shit.
How many motherfuckers you see come through North End of Detroit like that? Nah, man. You know, she saw money.
Yeah, man. Cass ain't rolling through here.
And you know what
BMW the thing is? Business and shit.
I like to point that to what we look at when we looking for like just a mate. And like, you remember how many girls we know that can like cook, clean,
right,
clothes.
So and then it gets crazy because at the end of the day, you kind of got to have these things to attract.
I know. Yeah.
But it's like, okay, I want you to see those things, but I don't want you to be with me just for those things. You know what I'm saying? And then that's a slippery slope.
It's a complex duality.
Yeah.
I want you to be hot. But I still want you to cook and clean, fold clothes, do laundry, and all of it, keep the house, take care of the kids. And I do believe that exists.
My thing is, I don't have to have the baddest chick in the world.
Okay.
I need a chick with confidence. A lot of bad bitches don't got confidence. Low self-esteem ass bitches. I can't be with a bad bitch with low self-esteem. Why? Because any nigga can swoop in and fuck this bitch.
Bro, you just sparked something in my brain right now.
What's up?
That like when we cutting on like I ain't gonna say, Instagram in of itself, all these twerking bitches probably do have a lot of that low confidence.
That's what I'm saying.
They got a lot of that low.
A lot
confidence.
Of them, bro. I know
that's what they got. Like, how many chicks you see on there prepare some dinner and say, "This is how I get a man."
I know.
Let me do some laundry. Say, "This is how I get a man." Take care of washing some dishes. Say, "This is how I get a man." But it's twerking. This is how I get men with his ass. And so we gotta, you know.
So you know what? I give you a little bit of my sauce, right? If I'm with a chick and I see the chick not really up on herself. Let's say if I'm having sex with a chick, right? And I think she's sexy. I'm up in her, so I got my dick in her, and I'm in her ear, and I'm throwing affirmations at her. I'm like, tell me you a bad bitch. Yeah, she got to say it like, I'm a bad bitch. I'm like, and I throw the dick in deeper. I'm like, don't tell me. I'm a bad bitch, daddy. Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
There's some game for y'all right now.
I'm building up the confidence in her because I want her to have that within herself.
Soak this up, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? It is, you know, I'm not want to give all my sauce away, but this is, you know what I'm saying? And then it makes sex more than sex. It's other things that goes into it. And that's when you get into sex magic and all this other shit.
Yeah, and I heard of that, but you know, that'd be them deep chicks into that. But you out here on the West Coast. You out here on the West Coast. You got a different variety of chick out there. How's that going? You know what I mean?
It's different, man. It's different. The one thing, man,
I know it's lovely, bro. Don't even lie to them. No. I've been out there. Right, I know how right, lovely. Right. Tell
so one thing I can say: Cali women over Detroit women, they more a little bit more laid back, man. Like Detroit girls are, or just, you know, Midwest chicks. They so, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say aggressive, but they have like a scarcity mindset. I can't even fathom the word I'm trying to pull together right now to explain my thoughts.
But do you think that thought element is still there heavy?
All right, so this is my thing, right? You can have a chick, right? And every chick got, I'd rather have a chick who went through a whole phase, right?
Okay. Wait, now, hey, listen.
So, and what I mean by that is, if you did everything you wanted to do, but you wasn't sloppy with it, you can't be a girl going through a whole phase and I know you, then you turn around and say, date me. You got to do that shit way before me and pray to God this shit wasn't recorded and all this other shit. You know what I'm saying? And then, cool, we can rock. Because I know a dude who got married to a chick and she hit her 40s and was like, I want to get game banged. And she never got to do shit.
Whoa.
And you don't want that. And by this dude, and the thing about guys in relationships, we get with these females. A female can break up with a guy and they can bounce back way quicker than us. Especially if she look decent, she got a little something to herself, she good. But us as men, it's like, if you've been out the game, like we talked about before, it's way, way harder. And guys get torn apart, especially if that's a girl you've been working for, you've been working a job, yeah,
you built a crib. That should have
fucked you up.
That should tear you up. Yeah, because think about it. When you're a guy, you know, it's not just being with somebody, it's providing for, you're actually kind of building a house around it. Like,
yeah.
When you come home, you know, you got your home, but you got your woman there who keeping home good for you, you know. And I want to skip back a little bit to what you were saying about you wanted to make sure she had her whole phase out. And like, hey, that's legit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to throw this out there. I do want to make sure they got their whole phase out the way. So I do want to make sure that, but I do not want that.
I don't want you to be stuck in it. A lot of girls get stuck in it. Their whole phase has become their life. If you had a little, if you like do stuff you want to do, you know, if you always want to do a threesome, go do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, but like, don't let it follow you. Right. You know, it's like if you fuck up at a job, right? Let's say you fuck up at, let's say,
just any Walmart.
Walmart. Yeah. Walmart. You fuck up at Walmart, right?
Yeah.
Now you working at Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
Right, you fucked up at Walmart. As long as you're not taking them same behaviors and you displaying it, you're good. And you can become somebody different and build up from there.
Yeah.
But if you're using the same behavior and then somebody taped you and you like, take this, and you going off and now it's video evidence, that shit get freeze frame and that becomes you.
And here's
it's fucked up. That might not be you.
That's true. That's true.
That might not be you.
That's true.
But it becomes you.
And because here's my whole thing about that. Because the fact of it is that's true.
Yeah.
Now say this. This given scenario.
Because right now I'm on Pornhub right now as a stunt dick. But you can't see my face though. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, hey.
But if you could have seen my face, that becomes me.
Yeah. As an individual.
Hold on. You motherfuckers probably jacked off. And that was me doing a jackhammer.
I'm sick.
It was me.
I'm sick. Y'all some poor souls.
That was me. That's me on next video. I ain't gonna tell you the video how to find it. I ain't gonna tell you.
But check it. Now, everybody got high hopes for themselves as an individual. Yeah, I mean, women too. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no one gonna be wanna see themselves as hoes, but they can't bystep that last scenario that you just laid out.
Yeah.
You know, you did some hoe shit, that's some hoe shit, and especially if it's out there, like you said. But as a man with some high hopes, I can meet a girl, I'm gonna say she's 22, 23, fresh out of college, ain't been in the whole phase. I'm falling for her.
Right.
And I'm like, I like this thing. I could build something around this, a house, some kids. Let's say she ain't had that whole phase, because, you know, being 22, 23, young, fresh out of college,
right,
straight from mama home, straight to the college campus, graduate. Is she going to want that whole phase? And if she do want that whole phase, God, is we through? You know what I mean?
She might want to do it. Why she with you? Then that brings another dilemma. Do you think females are...
It was a drug shit.
Do you think females actually want regular relationships these days?
Ooh.
Because think of, as guys, if you a guy, right, and I don't want to toot my own horn. But you know, as a guy, I've been in the gym, you know what I'm saying, getting my body together. It ain't even where I wanted to be at. So I'm still got a lot of work to do, and I still got to drive for it. I get attention now. Average female get the attention I get, probably more, right?
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
So then I look at it like this. They like, damn, why? And then they'll get a dude. They'll go out, all this attention. Why should I be in a relationship? You know, like, you know, you want to know when these chicks want a relationship?
Well, how would you know?
I'm going to tell you when they want it. Well, most of them want it. When they got 30 kids and they shaped like a refrigerator. Now they're like, yo, where these good dudes at?
I know a couple like that on Facebook.
You know what I'm saying?
And me and you Facebook friends.
Like, hold on, bitch, you shaped like a whole bag of marshmallows now.
Yeah.
Top awesome. Yeah, these niggas want this. No, we don't. You know what I'm saying? But hold on, I don't want to hear the he body shaming. No, my thing is, I need you to be healthy, right? And a lot of dudes in Detroit like marshmallow bag chicks. So you good if you in the city of Detroit.
Well, you know what? The thing with that is what are they looking for contemporarily right now? Because they think I'm young. I got a lot of dudes hollering at me.
Right.
I got some money in the bank.
Right.
I could play this dude to the left.
Right.
A couple years passed. And I think that little funny spot is somewhere after they turn like 25 or whatever. 25 or 3 kids, whichever come first. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When that little funny spot come, you know, I ain't gonna say they start letting themselves go, but I'm gonna just say age catch up.
Whatever. Age catch up. I know a chick right now, she like 34, bro. I went to the club with her. I ain't gonna say her name. I went to the club with her, and she realized she wasn't that hot bitch no more.
Right.
That shit hurt her soul. Like, she walked in that bitch, and then nobody was checking for her like that. So what she did, let me tell you what she did. She started doing the most. She went up to the dance floor, started lifting her skirt up because she wanted that attention
she got a couple years
ago.
She ain't had to work for her.
Right. Now she out there working. I was about to say something racist. Right, I'ma hold it. Not would have been racist, but it'd been stereotypical.
Girl, I know what type of girl we working with here
now. It'd have been stereotypical. But she was out there working her ass off.
You know, and that shit is actually sad to me, man, when I had to see it go down like that, because it's like you kind of played your cards wrong. As a female, when the dude was hollering at you and you're like, nah, I don't want him, I want something that's popping right now. You know, the guy who had all the shit going on, you know, and I'm going to just say a popularity ticket, because it very well may not have even been money or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But he had a popularity ticket, and you say, no, I want that, because you sought attention.
Yeah.
Instead of that shit. I was seeking attention. Not only that I want to be seeking attention for myself, but I want my man to have, like, the attention that garnered towards me, too. Fast 4 or 5 years, I'm not as popping as I was, and now I'm in a desperation attempt to make some shit happen.
Right. Oh, shit, my boy, there you go. A little sidebar, man. Hey, look, you picked the Tito's. The Tito vodka is for the niggas who work out. Hey, it got less shit in it. And I Tito's cut the check. Yeah, but, but hey, you know what I'm saying?
We promoting Tito's good stuff.
But no, yeah, like, you know, one of the dudes I work out with, that's the only thing he drinks. He be at the bar like, get the Tito's.
Yes. but back to what you were saying. Now, here's how I work it out with thighs. Because I ain't completely, and I don't even want to say y'all. I know I ain't no thoughts listening to this. Y'all all good girls who y'all do y'all laundry, y'all do the cooking, y'all take care of them kids. I'm saying for the thoughts. Here's how I work it out with them. Y'all good Pornhub material. Nah, I'm lying.
Yeah.
but I'm gonna say it like this. Do I like looking at a thought? Yeah. Do I enjoy thoughts? Yeah. But as a human, I enjoy entertainment. You know, and that's what it is, entertainment. But I think also when it comes to like the thought behavior, that is a thing that's contemporary at the time, you know, because I turn on like Instagram, I heart, double tap heart as I go down, you know, that's competition for every other chick that see it, you know.
All right, so let's chill out. Now, I'll go like the Instagram chicks and shit like that, secret. So this is what Marcus likes. I like nerdy chicks.
I mean, why so? I mean, what they
nerdy doing? Chicks turn me on, man. It's because you're showing me something more. Because in relationships, I don't care who you fucking. I think I said this before. You can be fucking Halle Berry, Megan Fox, whoever. You're gonna eventually get tired of fucking who you fucking. It's just not. It happens. You talk to somebody married right now. I've been married longer than 5-6 years. They not that excited to go fuck their wife and or husband. They just go home and they're like, all right. And if they tell you they are, they lying. That's why.
You might have something here.
That's why couples got to be getting porn and tying each other up. Yeah. So you got to find something outside of the sexual aspect. You know what I'm saying? And then that's why I'm like, when I'm with a chick, you know what I'm saying? Even if she like, to me, bad at sex, I can get her to where I need her to be. Even if she never get there, we just going to be having mediocre sex. If she giving me everything outside that,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I could completely enjoy a female's company without, you know what I'm saying, just the whole sex aspect. Because the more I get to like understand her at home, it's like, do I really want this whore here? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're building a home with somebody. Do you want some whorish behavior in your home?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, every now and then that might be good. It's a little turn on. But yeah, she got to bring a little more to the table.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand what you're saying.
Exactly. I mean, you know, that's for me. I went through my phases. I used to love chicks with braces. When I was in my teens, if you had braces, you automatically became a 9 in my book. And yeah. I would have, boy.
That's a fetish. That's called a fetish right
Yo,
there.
She could have sat on my face and spun. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The braces in your mouth, though.
I'm talking about I'd have been licking your pussy and ass on all that shit if you had braces on back in the day.
Well, you know, braces is a cosmetic feature.
I don't know why braces turn me on. It was weird, man. I don't know why I'm admitting this right now, but braces is to turn me the fuck on.
Hey, y'all, go and get y'all braces, man. Y'all want to holler at my boy? You know what you got to do.
Oh, man.
You know what you got to do.
Braces. And then now motherfuckers saying I got a fucking handicap fetish just because I had sex with 2 disabled chicks.
Which is a good video. Make sure y'all go and check that out. You won't be disappointed.
Oh, no. I still got to do the cartoon for the second one. It's not a fetish. It just happened like that. And they trapped me.
Oh, it's the second one.
Yeah, it's coming. I ain't tell that story.
So now you do have a fetish. I'm joking around. You talking about it's the same. I know about the first one. God damn, bro. What the fuck?
Go ahead and tell the people about your feet fetish. You got girls jack you off with their feet.
That was that other motherfucker in the name. That was me. That was your boy Graham and Boo. That was me. You know who that was. That was your boy Graham. That was me.
I love a girl fucking.
Now you doing it in his voice. Now I know for a fact you know that was him. You know that with me. Hey, I like a nice pair of feet. And I ain't one of them feet fetish kind of dudes.
I like a girl that put Pantene Provine on her feet and jerk me off.
A vino. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I like feet. I mean, I like for you to have your feet together. That ain't no fetish.
So you like feet? You be sucking toes?
Listen, if I had a fetish.
Have you ever sucked a toe before?
Yeah, I sucked the toes.
You sucked toes off. Oh, I ain't never sucked toe.
Hey, I mean, I sucked the toe because.
Did you put something on it? Like hot sauce?
Nah, see.
Chocolate sauce or some shit?
I know you're thinking about that movie. Don't be a menace. Yeah. But you know, I ain't never suck no toes or no nothing. I suck toes, but I ain't never put hot sauce on no shit like that. But you know what? It's like when you're comfortable with somebody. I was with my baby mom for a long time.
So you sucking her toes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you put pop rocks on her toes or something?
She had nice feet.
Yeah, okay. So, like, did you put them to your face and smell them? Like,
I may have even did that. You know what I'm saying? But as far as fetishes go, I think my fetish is, like, you know, just ass, you know?
Ass?
And you got to be sitting right in them jeans as well as out the pants, which is the term I learned from you. Back when he was working at McDonald's, he used to tease my man Arsenio every day talking about his sister had a nice ass out the pants.
Yeah, you got to have a nice ass out the pants. The way that these girdles and everything be holding things together, girls can trick a motherfucker.
Bro, they got the ass pads that go in the pants.
They got all kind of shit, bro.
They got the bro. You could just get your fuck. I'm talking about pants. You can go get your body done for $4,000.
Yeah. We seen a chick. So you know, cause you know he got the doing things with the company or whatever. So he's promoting to this chick, and you know he all like, yo, she got her body done, but now her shoulders look crazy. but the kind of jump back to the fetish, you know. Now, you know, the liquor kind of hit me a little bit. I'm going to miss something, right? So if I'm with a chick, I don't care. Judge me all you want. You ever had a girl and she left her panties and you just grabbed them and was like, you know what, man, let me just get it.
Actually, let me just keep these.
Nah, keep them. But you ever like just like sniff them? I don't know, man. I did them maybe because like, society told me this is something I should do. I felt like I was programmed to do it, man.
I ain't gonna even be no creep. Yeah. The thing is, you know what I'm saying? I really ain't gonna release too much information.
I was with the chick, so it ain't like it was some random panties and shit.
Well, I went to high school with the chick and all, but I want to keep the trophy.
Mm-hmm.
What it was a motherfucking trophy. But you know, the thing is you got fetishes, and then you got trophies. A trophy is, I done conquered this already. I'm keeping this. And it's mine. All right.
So I ain't saying it's you. So since we're talking about, I guess we talk about thought culture and fetishes and shit. What's the nastiest fetish you heard of somebody? It ain't got to be yourself that you heard from one of your homeboys. You ain't got to say the person's name that a person into. They might have like.
Oh, so basically, I had this friend. In the Navy, and he had this thing. He had a subscription to this site. Yeah, and the site is still up today. And it's called.
Man, let me get my phone.
It's called.
It's called. I'm about to Google it right now.
It's called FetLife.
FetLife.
Yeah. So he had a subscription to FetLife, and he was addicted to girls peeing in his mouth.
Whoa.
You know. And I'm gonna tell you his name afterwards because you know it.
All right.
You know him. Kicked out the name.
Yeah.
But he had a subscription to this site called FetLife. And FetLife is a site where everybody go with their fetishes.
Okay, I'm on it right now.
Dick dog.
For real.
So he was on FetLife. He had this addiction, and they call it golden showers. So you get a golden shower. And like you get in your mouth. Now, the thing was, I heard about the term golden showers before from a guy who had got me in the Navy. His name was Chris Helms.
Mm.
And I didn't know exactly what it meant.
Right.
He brought it up in a conversation like, girls, like that.
How do you Brendan?
God, dog, I'm sick because you know this guy. You know this guy.
Hold on. All right, hold on. Just whisper in my ear right quick.
So that's how my dog, you know, that's how I learned about what a golden shower was, but never thought people really got. I'm like, sick, who you want to pee in your mouth?
That's crazy.
I met a dude in the Navy, had a FetLife account, go on Fet Life for y'all fetishes or whatever. And they owe me a check too, by the way. But that's what like his thing was. Like he had having girls like peeing in his mouth. Like, bro, you know.
So like, do you swallow it or you just leave it sitting in there? Why do I want to know? Why am I asking a question?
You know what? I didn't get that deep into it with him because I'm like, bro, we in the Navy. We going to Thailand. We about to fuck anything we want.
Right.
And you telling me that you want them to pee in your mouth. You that thirsty?
He over there.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look. He got a girl. He like, yeah, drink. I just need you to drink water.
little bit of cranberry juice.
I got to go to the bathroom. No,
bro,
you don't.
No. Yo. But that's how it was. But crazy. Man, what's the sickest fetish you never heard? Because they sick.
All right. So this is. I want to say this dude's name, man.
I don't want to face no copyright.
I'm not. We're on our way to stardom.
I wasn't in Japan.
I was out in Nevada. And this couple was in a scat play.
Doing what?
I mean, a scat play means tossing shit around. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
How the fuck did you find out about that? What the fuck was you? What?
All right. So we was at a party drinking.
Feces shit?
And they brought it up. So we started talking about wild shit. You know, I got my stories. So I'm going into one of my stories. And then she chimed in.
How wild your stories get, bro? You know,
So then she chimed in like, oh, you think that's crazy? And then she was like, yeah. Me and my husband talk shit at each other.
No, bro.
I said,
was they white?
Yeah.
Bro.
It is white.
Bro.
Scat play, man.
I didn't even know that. How I learned about Golden Shower. I just now, at the same moment as y'all, learned about scat play, which ain't no shit. I ain't gonna be.
It's real, man. Cass is out here doing some wild shit, man.
Bro.
Some wild stuff going on out
here. How do you look at each other the next morning over breakfast?
I don't know. Go to the zoo. See, the fetish shit is real. When people into their fetishes, they in deep.
They in deep.
Like I got a homeboy who love fat girls, but on the low. And he be banging out some, like, the bigger the better. You know what I'm saying? He told me one story. He's with this one chick, and he was just like, he was getting it in with her. And he came, and she's like, you going to put it in? He's like, what? He was fucking a fold.
Ooh!
And he was having a time of his fucking life. Fucking that fold up.
Man, listen.
That fetish shit is crazy.
I done tried it with fat girl one time. Man, so I'm going to tell you like this, man. And here
you fucked a fat girl fold one time?
I'm going to tell you a story right now. So I had this cousin, right? This is before I went to the Navy. I had this cousin.
Okay.
She ended up having a crush on Marcus. Her name was...
Nope.
This is my cousin. I can throw it out there. Okay. Her name is Chris Rion. She had a crush on Marcus. And she used to call him in the Marcus when we was at A school. She called Marcus all eight. Riri used to call... we call her Riri. She called Marcus all the time at A school. Where Marcus at? My cousin Riri. I go to Riri's birthday party. And my cousin, I'm going off to the Navy. I might go to one last cousin birthday party.
Right.
And Riri had this one of her friends over there saying, my friend really like you. And I'm like, God damn. Her ass kind of, now she's thick. Thick. So thick. So thick.
Thicker than Jiffy's peanut butter.
Thicker than Jiffy peanut butter.
Okay. Remember,
in November. That the jeans just may be holding all this thickness together.
Oh, shit.
You know?
Those are booties you don't like. Where it like, the where jeans, like, as soon as the jeans come off, everything slop down.
Yeah, I'm getting into that. Now, Riri say you need to talk to her. I'm gonna go in and holler at it for you, cuz, you know what I'm saying? This the same Riri who used to like you, he would call every day. We was at A school and my cousin. So you need to holler at her. I'm gonna do that. So the end of the party comes, and there's too many kids in the house, so now someone was sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
You know, her friend next to me, we all under the blanket, and it's time to get freaky, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm under the blanket, she on a blanket next to me. I'm trying to reach in her pants, and I'm peeling back folds.
So, you trying to, hold on. You out here You out here doing fucking I can't even find the word. You doing I can't even say it. That's the liquor getting to me. Bruh. You out here doing fucking digs for the pussy. You out here doing temple runs to get to the pussy.
Yeah. Lara Croft Tomb Raider. So basically, you know,
you out here Raider of the Lost Ark to get the pussy and shit. I got you. I'm with you.
Duh. Stop. I don't even end up. I get that tired. I get that tired. I don't even get to it, man. Right. I'm like, man, I know it's gonna be disgusting by the time I get to it. So like, from that day on, I was like, I'm gonna be real selective of when Pornhub throw up that stuff, that little BBW selection.
But see, you know what? Yo, I think porn sites be trying to do that. And with black dudes, they be trying to push that BBW shit on you. They be like, yeah, I know what you like. Like, no, I don't like this. Stop showing me this shit. Be careful what you jack off to. That's what become your fetish. Bro. And I think the thing about porn is, I think porn builds fetishes.
Porn build fetishes.
I'm going to tell you why. Because you get so desensitized to shit. The regular porn don't do it for you. You got to start going deeper and deeper. Next thing you know, you watching a chick getting chained up and getting a hot dog shoved in her ass.
Bro, he owned us something. Because dig this. When you was a kid, baby oil wasn't for shit other than putting it on your dry ass elbows and keeping mosquitoes off of you. You ain't like seeing baby oil on some titties and some ass until Pornhub.
When I was a baby, I used to jack off to the JCPenney's catalog. These white girls with flat ass booties used to get me together.
Serious for me.
I couldn't bear. I wish I would grab a JCPenney catalog and try to jerk it. My dick would be like, I'm going to need something a little more hardcore than this.
Them JCPenney mouth, they don't do it no more. What is these little two slices of bologna with the little incision in the middle? That ain't no ass.
It's crazy. So thing about me is, right, like when I stopped watching porn, bro, I had to go on my Instagram. I was following a lot of porn stars. I still follow three. Like Alabella Danger, I had to keep her on there.
Abella Danger is nice.
Yeah, I ain't gonna see her and name her. I don't want to seem like a freak. But I had to go through.
We all know her.
Jay Fire, I kept her on there.
Wait, how long? I want to throw her championship belt now. That's baby girl,
bro. As she got older, she looked right. I don't want to deviate.
Everything on Jay the Fire is nice,
bro. I was out of L.A. and I was like, man, I'm about to go shoot my shot. Like,
bro, you getting plenty out there in Cali as here.
I ain't getting nothing. Bro, I told you my shit dry.
No, I didn't.
Bro, I'm not getting no chicks.
Marcus came all the way to the north end, a lot of y'all. Man, then Marcus.
Ladies.
He laying them
ladies,
down.
Date me, please.
No, I'm single. And ready to mingle, bro.
Hold on. I may be young, but I'm ready.
Listen.
Age ain't nothing but a number. I mean, you gotta be 20.
You be 20, right?
Oh, man.
Lane R. Kelly.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta know what Pretty Ricky is. Yeah. For me to date you.
You know what? And the ones who young enough to not know what Pretty Ricky is, that's cool. Because I mean, you about 24. Bring your little pretty ass through, too.
But no. Just jump back to the fetish shit. It's like, the way kids is now, kids like, bro, kids got cell phones at young age right now.
Bro,
they gonna be fucked up. Like, and people be saying I'm freaky because of the shit I do. You know what I'm saying? My little Kama Sutra. I got my little sex shit, handcuffs, you know, edible underwear. You know what I'm saying? You know, playlist. And I gonna get into my shit. But these kids is gonna be me times 30. They gonna be nasty. When
they got the internet at their fingertips.
At the fingertips.
At their fingertips. And telling, I want to see a bad bitch.
Bam.
Instagram. Boom. There we go. Oh, she got OnlyFans. Boom. Mama credit card. Boom.
Right there.
Got it. You know what I'm saying? Got the next nigga mama on there. Because think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, it's crazy.
All these OnlyFans chicks got to have kids.
Yeah. Bro, I know a chick in the Navy that had an OnlyFans, right? Yo. I followed her just because I knew her. How much money she made? Bro, so she charged $10 a pop. I want to say eight hundred of us followed her and gave her these $10. She didn't clean up.
Didn't clean nothing.
I was on there for the whole month. copy the pictures, look at them, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm all, hey, and I don't want y'all to think that I'm too creepy to not do this. If I pay for a picture on OnlyFans, I'm screenshotting that bitch.
Yeah, I'm screenshotting. I pay for it.
It's mine.
It's mine. Yeah. Fuck
all that.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm creepy. I know. I'm creepy like the Scooby-Doo mystery man. How they should creep through the house. That's how I'm creeping.
Cue the 70s music. Yeah, we on to a clue.
I knew a chick on the Carl Benson. Got an OnlyFans right now. I'm gonna show it to you after we get off.
You got to show me.
Yeah, she got a, I'm like, okay. It's something in it. Like having to know this chick and now she got an OnlyFans. Boom. I gotta do it now. If I know you in person. And now you got OnlyFans. Now I gotta look into it. You know, the females would do it if it was me. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
they would do it if it was me. So I gotta do it to them. And like if I came out with OnlyFans and I'm getting dick pics, all out here, they was like, oh, fine, I want to see that. They, you know, they would all have it,
bro. Oh, let me tell you something that's been on my mind. Right, I had my play sister. One of my ex-girlfriends is out here, Isis. Right? Okay, I met her with Isis. So, like, she married now, but, you know, she out here in Detroit. She drove out to where I was at. We had a nice little conversation. This is what she said to me during our conversation. She said, I got a type. She said, I date nothing but light to white. Mm. She said, you don't date no brown-skinned girls no more. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I dated. She's like, the last dark-skinned girl you dated was Alexis, and I was in middle school. And I'm like, but see, the thing I had to tell her is, you know what? It's a lot of dark-skinned girls like I was in love with. And a lot of them didn't want me until now. A lot of lighter girls was more drawn to me. And the thing about it is females get mad, especially ones in the city. They telling me I should be with them now. But it's like, I wanted you back in the day. But now that I'm doing X, Y, and Z, I'm not really checking for you like that. Especially if you're not doing everything I need you to do.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say it like
this. I don't think I got a type, though.
I wouldn't say that you get a type either, but you out here, you on the West Coast, one.
Yeah.
So now it's been like a lot of variety sprinkled into what you dealing with now. Because like the black dark skins, they still in the picture. I love them.
Yeah, I know. I love them too.
When you get out here on the West Coast,
I love chocolate.
When you get out here on the West Coast, it's just like, you know, you got a lot more sprinkled in. Yeah.
I wish they all could be cats. I'm joking.
You know what I'm saying? I don't hold them against it. You know what I'm saying? I like dark skinned girls, but I know, like, you know, I'm a Miami motherfucker now. But I know that the amount of dark skinned girls that we encountered in the city, in Detroit, in the inner cities, is starting to like being mixed in with the general crowd of girls is I fuck with. Same thing as you, but possibly even more California. Right. Shit, before I even became American territory, that was like part of Mexico.
And then as far as like the white girls be bold. I remember my first weekend in Cali, right? I'm out in the club with McCray. Right. McCray taking me out to the club. Oh yeah. Big dog. OG.
OG. Yeah.
So yeah, he take me out to the club and shit. And we out there. He like, bro, I don't stand. So in Cali, you can stand around and girls gonna approach you. So we standing around, we just talking and drinking. And this girl came up to me, is like, what's going on? How you doing? I'm like, what's going on? She's like, how old are you? I was like, you know what I'm saying? I'm 30 or whatever, right? So yeah. She said, oh, that's cool. I just turned 21. Do you mind she said, I'm out here for a bachelor party and the goal was to give a guy a blowjob and I went and I picked you. bold.
Bro.
And I'm not gonna say what if I did it or not. I'll let you use your imagination on that one. But it's just crazy that you get that kind of, we were just chilling. I just got approached like that.
It was so easy to figure out that you did it.
but you know, I ain't gonna sit here in front like, yeah, all right, hey, you want to give it up?
Listen here, sir, I am difficult. I'm not out here just giving it up, ladies. Huh? You have to work for this dick. All right? Not just out here giving dick out for free.
Yeah, come to the tryout. Find out how hard it is.
But the thing is, I like California because when I was out there, like, I don't want to say, it's a different mentality. It's like, you remember earlier on in podcast, you was like, it's a lot more laid back in it.
Yeah, it's laid back. It's more laid back.
It in fact is. Because I'm going to be honest with you, man. I spent a lot of my life in Detroit, my first 17 years or whatever.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And like, when you getting a, like, when you holler at a female here, you getting a lot extra. And I don't want to say that, but it's always, well, it's not always, but sometimes as long as my phone bill need to be paid. And
the struggle with the company. No, bro, I'm so glad you brought, bro.
You
listen,
here with
listen,
the struggle?
Wait, listen. I was dicking this chick down. I ain't going to say her name, right? She listens to the podcast, right? So we doing our thing. So she invited me over.
Be careful now.
We invite me over. I take her out to dinner. I come back. I blow her back out, right? We had a good time. Next day, she hit me up. She like, hey, can you give me a little bit of money for my phone bill? And I'm like, I'm not dating you. She like, well, damn, you fucking me? I'm like, we fucking each other. I gave you dick. You act like, you know what I'm saying? I did all the work. You should be paying my phone bill. Like, you laid there like a dead fish for the most of the damn act and shit. I'm out here giving you my best moves and shit. Man. I'm doing the, you know, you ever have it hit a chick from the back and then you spin? Like, why you got a dick in it? Like, you do a cartwheel?
I did a couple of those.
You know what I'm saying? So, all right, so I'm going to paint the picture. So you got her bent over doggy style, right? Yeah. And I kept my dick in her, and I spun completely. I'm doing that. I'm Spider-Man on this bitch. Man. And I'm like, you want to call me? You trying about to, a phone bill?
You trying to prove something in that pussy.
Yeah. But every chick, right? Every chick I have sex with, right? I want to be in the top five of her mind. I want her, the next time she with another dude, she like, man, he ain't doing it like Marcus, Mr. International.
Gems. He dropping gems, y'all.
He ain't doing it like, you know what I'm saying? Because then at the end of the day, that chick can hit you up. I got a chick that I was fucking for like 8 years. She had multiple boyfriends. I'll come to Detroit, call her phone. She'll drop everything she doing to give me that pussy. I fucked her doing a power outage that happened in Detroit. nigga, the power was out. And her mama blowing her phone up, but I got her bent over the couch. You know what I'm saying?
Some power was out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Doing my fucking thing and shit. But it's dangerous. People out there looting, but she worried about getting her back blown up.
But in California, because this chick was obviously in Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit. Yeah. Shit.
So in California, obviously it's a different mindset that comes to like when I'm messing with these dudes in the female's head. Because I know, you know, I had a little incident with a little chick right before I had met my baby moms. Mm. This little chick, they call it, damn, fuck it. They call her my C or whatever.
I know you talk about.
Yeah, oh yeah, you know her. You know her.
Yeah.
And because I had called you and I was like, should I marry this chick? That's how deep the fucking shit had me, man. Like, should I marry this chick?
Oh, bro, listen. Bro, this is something that me and... All right, so old told me not to bring this up. Do you know anything about witches?
Man, I had a chick who was a witch.
Bro, and that's real out here. I fucked a witch, and she had, like... All right, so I'm a put his business out there. I don't care if you get mad at me. So old said he fucked his chick that was a witch, right? And she was trying to do subtle shit, like, my friend a witch and shit. And she, he like, and he's just trying to... She's trying to test him to see how he felt about it. Bro, he said the pussy was so good. If she was to call him right now, he would run over there. That's how she had this nigga. And this is a nigga that focused. This is a nigga, bro, that's not on social
bro,
media.
I know O. This is
a nigga that's out here chasing a million.
I know O.
My that's nigga that got the BMW, yeah, the G-Wagon, the Range Rover. But this witch I got know, in his mind. I know O. So LA was that for me.
Bro, I'm gonna say this about this.
This is something guys will talk about. These witches is out here.
Is he witch, bro?
I'm working on being a warlock right now. Fuck
bro,
that.
I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. I know the chick. I know a chick. Her name is Quinn. She's a witch. She gave me nothing but good vibes. But it was like, no matter how angry she got at me, she like left. Like the good vibes. That's like how powerful like the witches. You know what I'm saying?
So the thing about the witches is you don't want to leave nothing at their house. You don't want to leave a shirt, a sock, And I fucked around and left a shirt at this shit's crib. And then for some reason, I started thinking about her. I started wanting to call her. She was digging in my mind, like with the ritual shit. And I'm not going to go too deep into it. Right, could be a couple listening right now, but do your research on these witches out here. Don't be just, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm ladies, that's why I'm a good guy.
Yo, voodoo doll sitting on the mantle
right now, ladies. I am a good guy. I don't know how this reputation of me be. Listen, I'm not slutty, all right?
Shout out Tracy. To my dog Tracy. Shout out to my dog Tracy. Hey, but the thing is, man. I was telling Marcus earlier, man, me and Marcus, you know, we riding around in his Beamer or whatever. And I was telling him, man, I wish I didn't get out the Navy because the door was open to so much when I was.
So, I mean, so the thing about the Navy is a cool stepping stone. You don't want it to be in it too long, but you want to be in it long enough to where you can gather your resources before you hop out.
For sure.
That's it. And I know a lot of guys stay in a little too long to where when they get out, that's all they know. All they you don't want to be that nigga. Yeah,
and I know a couple.
I know a dude, right?
I know a lot. Yeah.
He retired as E7. The nigga sat and cried. You're out of the Navy now. He sat outside in his car, cried for like an hour. Then he called on my phone like a week later. I said, I don't work for you no more. Never. Don't call my phone. Yo. You're nobody to me now. My guy?
Yeah.
We want friends like that.
Yeah, because, I know you on that verge of stepping out of the Navy, and Tamron was telling me, like, Marcus could still join the police department and get full, you know what I'm saying?
But see, I can't be a cop, man. I'm too, bro, I got anger issues, bro. And I don't want nobody taping me, misconstruing shit, because it could be a dude, I'm a cop, right? Say I'm a cop. It could be a dude, he done pissed on me, he did X, Y, and Z. So then I go punch him in the face, and that's all niggas record. Now they like, oh, Mark is knocking niggas out.
No.
He in the gym. I'm in the gym tonight. Oh, yeah. I mean
that. It was the cameras that changed me. I was a cop in Detroit for a little over 5 years.
Yeah, man. You was my favorite cop, man.
Yeah, Marcus.
You know what I'm saying?
Marcus came
bro, I used to play Grand Theft Auto, not Grand Theft, it's a game. I used to play cop. I'm like, I changed the cop name to Naeem. I'm Naeem Brown in these streets.
He's playing Battlefield Hardline. That's the only cop game I know. But I was a cop for a little over 5 years, and it got a little stressful, man. And the cop had me hating that I left Detroit Police Department because as a cop, and I wasn't no regular cop either. I was a jump out boy, you know, the green pants.
Ooh,
and the vest.
The jump out boys.
So narcotics is what I did. Yeah.
Yeah. He took me on a ride along, man.
Yeah. Me and my partner Brownie took Marcus on a ride along.
Amazing, man. That was fun. I went on a ride along on my birthday, man. One of the best
times
of my life.
Birthday, so all I do is jump out on niggas. That's my job. I just jumped out on niggas all day. And I answered one call. It was like some old lady had her home broken into.
Yeah.
I think we went in there and searched it out. Other than that, we just jumped out on niggas all day.
Yeah, that's it.
But I hated that job because some days it got a little more physical than I like. Browning, he's still a cop. He moved over to homicide. He a detective now.
Oh shit!
I got the fuck out.
How you liking that?
Oh, he okay with it. He say he missed the jump out boy. I told him I don't miss them days
really?
At all.
I mean, I guess if you become a homicide cop, I guess that's you got to deal with all that death every day.
It's the hardest job,
and then it becomes like that's all you see. Like you be like death, like shit. That's all it is out here.
Yeah.
That might suck the happiness out of you and shit. That's crazy.
I'm having flashbacks.
My fault. I didn't mean to do it to you like that.
Fuck Detroit Police Department. I couldn't do it no more, man. It got too hectic for me, man. But, you know, and speaking of that in turn, I'm gonna let y'all know, man. I like a thot. You know? And deep down inside, Marcus like a thot too.
Yeah.
But we like our thoughts in a certain parameter of which they operate. You're gonna be a thot. I'm gonna tell you, do it like this. At late night, that's when you open up your Instagram, you open up your OnlyFans, and we're gonna holler at you. You be a thot, but you be a righteous thot. You be righteous in your thoughtness shit. What if a nigga was out here being a thot?
And the nigga was a thot at motherfucking 2 p.m. He's like, God damn, nigga, I'm having lunch.
No, you know what I'm saying? Look, you know, I talk my shit. But, like, I love, you know what I'm saying? Like, thoughts are needed. My thing is, everybody can't be a thought. That's my thing.
Not everybody. Yeah.
Like, you got 1,000 thoughts out here. That's where I'm like, all right. You know what I'm saying?
It's a classification to it, too, though.
That's when I'm like, yo, relax.
You know, I ain't gonna put no thought on a pedestal, but I definitely put a thought in a class. And I say that, you know, when you're a thought, you got a lot of things working for your body. Number one. And your presentation as a thought. You know, be a thought.
Be a high class thought.
But be a high class
thought. Don't be yelling at everybody here. Be selective. You know what I'm saying? Be selective.
Yeah, be a thought on the internet.
My thing is, because the reason guys get so pissed, because y'all got all the options in the world. Mm. That's why. Mm. Y'all got options. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah. That's the only reason. Options.
Because I say it like this. You the right thought. Jeff Bezos is going to pay for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The right thought going to track who you want. Jeff, you think Jeff Bezos ain't looking at you hoes on Instagram? He is. Jeff Bezos looking at you hoes on Instagram. And I ain't gonna say it like that. I love you. I love y'all. I love what y'all doing. Jeff Bezos looking at it. Lil Boosie looking at it. All these motherfuckers. All these motherfuckers. I love a thought. You know what I'm saying? But I say, you be about your business. You be about your business. And then you meet me down in Miami. Or Jeff Bezos out of
space. Bro, you know what? Bro, I'm gonna come down to Miami, man.
Come on, bro.
I'm glad we got to get together in Detroit. But yeah, I need to come down to Miami.
I need to come to motherfucking West Coast again.
All right, you need to come out to Cali. I need to come out of Miami.
Me and Marcus in Detroit right now. Marcus stationed in California. I live 5 miles west of Miami in Pembroke Pines, but that's basically Miami. But the next show we get y'all gonna be a video,
bro. I just want to go to Miami just to be on my Vice City shit. I just want to walk down that Miami Strip with a Hawaiian shirt on and some khaki shorts and some flops. That's a
He know Miami too good. He been there in the past life because that's all we wear down there. That's all we wear. That's all I wear.
That's it. I want to have my six pack together.
I dress my son in that shit. My son, he been in Miami so long, he just know it now. You know, Mark, you know. But hey, I'm coming out West Coast better than Miami. West Coast better than Miami. You know what I mean? So our next show gonna either be from Miami or the West Coast. But we love y'all that much. That's how we gonna bring it to y'all. And we gonna bring you the truth, man. Just same way we brought you these thoughts. And you thought we was gonna brought you some hate on these thoughts? No, we love these thoughts.
No, we love them at the end of the day. We love them.
But it's
needed.
It's needed.
It's needed, but everybody can't be a thought. That's what I'm saying.
Everybody can't be a thought, and it's how they conduct.
Too many options.
Yeah, it's how they conduct themselves. You gotta conduct yourself as a proper thought.
Yeah. I just don't wanna be a culture. It's like back in the day, niggas in the 90s and 80s and shit, that everybody was wearing, like, all the niggas was wearing makeup and big-ass Jerry curls. Everybody can't do it.
That's
like, Prince. I don't need everybody rocking makeup and high-heeled shoes. Yeah, everybody can't do that shit, my nigga. Because just everybody, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. People stay in your lane.
Yeah, you feel me? That shit wasn't working off world-class wrecking crew. That's why Dre left.
Yeah.
That's why Dre left.
Stay in your lane. That's all I'm saying, man. Like, bro, it's this chick I know, right? She top of some. I don't think the streets ready for me to come back out. I'm like, the streets ain't checking for you, bitch. Keep it real.
She a bad on?
No, she was not bad at all. Like, bitch, what are you talking about? Nobody's looking for you. Like, I was like, what are you talking about?
Hey, and you, oh. So you really got to understand this. Like, all of us got to understand what we like at the end of our game. The thing is, this is a hard thing to swallow.
Yeah. And for me, I feel like I'm just ramping up. But if you at the end of your shit and it's over, nigga, it's over.
Yo.
Although we come to the end of the road. I'm sorry, man. My bad. The liquor hit me. The liquor, we good.
Who was that?
Oh. That's Boys and Men. Let me play it.
Yeah. But Marcus, man. Well, Marcus, no, man. Marcus, he a bouncer?
I bounce in the club, bro. Look. So, bouncing in the club, let me tell you some of the wildest shit that happened since I've been bouncing.
Let's hear it.
So, I'm bouncing one night, right? And we go in sections. So, every hour we switch, we rotate through the club. So, I'm over by the bathroom. And this night, we shorthanded, so we got to move around the club a little bit more. So I leave the bathroom unguarded. I go back by the bathroom, and in the male bathroom, I just hear, boom. So people fucking. I'm like, damn. So I'm
Is that your job? To interrupt them?
So yeah, so males and females can't be in the same bathroom.
Okay.
So I knock on the door like, hey man, y'all got to get out of there. So I look over the stall. And I'm like, bro, you short stroking anyway. Bro,
this little shit like that that made me want to be a bouncer. I don't want to be bouncing the fucking nigga. I just want to say some shit like that.
You short stroking anyway. I need to get the fuck out. Everybody laughing. He leave and shit. He's like, man, my bad. I'm like, I should kick y'all out, but I'm going to let y'all slide. And dude slid me a 20. He's like, bro, you funny. It's just being a bouncer in general, bro. I had drunk girls come up to me. They'll come twerk on me and like, what's up, daddy? And you just there working. You getting money just to be in a club. You get to see motherfuckers drunk, throwing up. You know how many? So one thing about bouncing is I got to kick out more females than I do males. Males are respectful.
Yeah.
Females are the disrespectful ones.
I can see it.
Bro, I had to kick, and then females are nastier. At the end of the night, yeah. The female bathroom is always nastier than the male's bathroom.
Ugh.
Right? Dang. Females got tampons in that bitch.
Yeah.
They got coke bags they left, like all kind of shit, man. But one chick I had to kick out, right? Right before I kicked this chick out, I guess her friend was coming to me like, yo, you sexy as fuck. Here's my number, right?
God, that's got to be hard.
So then I'm like, okay. So then I kicked her friend out because they called me. So we got the earpieces. I get the call, kick her friend out, carry her friend out. She like, I'm going to struggle. I'm like, all right, bitch, pick her up. So I pick her up and I grip her in my arm and she stopped struggling. So then I kick her out, her friend. So I didn't know they was friends with the chick who got my number.
She's like, is probably fat.
No, ass is out.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, ass, she had a
bitch. Yeah, the bitch on your shoulder.
Yeah. And dress up, ass, yeah. Pussy, all out and shit. I want to focus on. I'm trying to focus getting her out the club. Her friend was like, delete my number. I'm like, bitch, I ain't even saying it. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck. See, I'm fucking around when I'm not motherfucking out. This truck driver shit got stopped.
No, but just I ain't gonna lie. Being as a side, I'm drunk now. As a side hustle, like bouncing is cool. I bounce Friday and Saturdays, and like I love it. I love it, man. It's just you get to see people in a club break down in a raw element. I get to see dudes who's just standing around the club. It's this nerdy black dude. He was like, "Oh, you out here bouncing? That shit probably whack." And I'm like, "Bro, I didn't probably just by me standing here. I got more numbers than you.
I'm in the club getting paid.
I'm just here to get paid." And he watched the girl come up to me. And all right, so this is what happened, right? We in the club. And this dude, so the dude watching me after I told him this, and this girl being chased by this guy. She like, oh my God, here's my number, right? And then she walk up to me. She like, oh, these guys, they pissing me off. And I'm like, yeah, it's crazy night. She's like, my real number is.
No!
And then I'm standing there, and then she like, this is the part. And she looked at me, and she's like, what's your name? I'm like, Marcus. Marcus, this is the part where you pull your phone out. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, yeah, so my real number is. And then she put her number in my phone. She's like, make sure you use that. And then walked off.
Bro,
then the dude came up to me like, dude, oh my God, I want to be a bouncer. I said, nigga, you look like everybody hate Chris. Ain't nobody out this bitch.
No, I concede defeat, bro. My whole life, I've been working out and doing all this shit in my earlier years because my whole goal was to be a bouncer. Marcus motherfucking did it.
But see, yeah, think about it. Yo, when me and you first started, I didn't work out. You was the ripped nigga. It's so funny. You was ripped.
And I ain't never been no bouncer.
Bro, you was ripped. Octavius was ripped in high school. I didn't start working out.
I wasn't ripped in high school, though.
I'm just saying, yeah, you got ripped when me, you got the Pensacola.
Yeah.
Nigga, I didn't start working out. Really? For real? For real? So I was like 27, 28. That's when I really started putting the foundation down.
Right.
Like, I was dabbling, but I, like, now I'm on a consistent basis. I ain't been in, like, 2 weeks because I'm on vacation.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But, like, you know what I'm saying? Now it's like, it's a lifestyle for me, bro. It's like, I got to go. If I don't go to the gym, I'll be feeling away.
Dog, that's how I get. But you know what? That's a righteous feel.
And then being one of the biggest bouncers where they want you in that motherfucker.
Yeah, you got to be in that motherfucker.
But they be like, yo, we need you this weekend.
That was my whole thing, man. My whole thing was to be a bouncer. That's how I was working. I was trying to get big. Marcus know me in that little phase where I was working out like a month. I was bench pressing like 260. And I was like, I'm trying to be a bouncer.
Yeah, now, you know, I'm bench pressing 375.
I ain't even getting into the threes. I ain't never getting into the threes, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, I'm just trying to get in that bitch, you know what I'm saying? And he doing it. But that's how life works. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take y'all. I'm going to get in that bitch when Marcus don't let, believe
no,
me.
I'll tell you. So, you know, I bounced out in Temecula, California. It's a affluent suburb. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy out there, man. Like, it's crazy.
So I'm going to say it like this, man. If y'all listening to this and, you know, and it's going to get around in many years because it's a podcast or whatever, you're looking for a balancer and you're paying heavy dollars, the number one the guy you're looking for is Marcus Cook.
I got you, man. I be taking my bouncing job seriously, bro. When they call the numbers, I'll be the first bouncer on the scene ready to jump into whatever. Like, when me and my homeboy, our first night, the first scrap, the dude... Like, I jumped in there, tackled this dude. I punched, the dude swung at me. I dunked it. I punched him straight in his stomach. I felt the air leave his body. Me and the other bouncer grabbed his legs, and we escorted this motherfucker out the club. Ever since that night, they was like, yo, this guy is official. Like,
I want to get paid for doing shit.
And you know the cool thing? You know the cool thing about being a bouncer after everybody leave the club? You know how many people leave their phones? They leave money.
Yeah.
I done found the money clip. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All kind of shit people leave, bro. Being a bouncer is cool. I like it. And then it's like, that's the ultimate way. If you a guy, let's say if you a guy that I got personality, but let's say if you a guy that don't got a personality, you can be a bouncer and you can, girls gonna come up to you naturally and talk to you, right? Because they feel comfortable. You the bouncer. There's no pressure for a girl to come talk to the bouncer. And girl ain't gonna come talk to a regular guy. You a bouncer, so they'll come talk to you. So there's no pressure. Like, you the one that's there to save them and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Bro, since I started bouncing, I mean, me and my homeboy went to the club, right? We went to the same club before we started bouncing. We got girls checked for us here and there. Ever since we came bouncing, I had times that by 100. So we had 3 or 4. I had like 50 or 60 girls come up to me like, oh my God, you're so sexy. Bitch, I was just in this club last week. Mm-hmm. What the fuck was you?
Not a bouncer, but when you come back a bouncer.
Bouncer, yeah. Not a bouncer. Just throwing on that shirt that says security and be just getting bitches wet.
See what I'm saying?
Oh my God, authority. A man in uniform. Oh. All that shit.
I got a hot bag. I got a hot bag in the gym. Just for that little shit like that.
Yeah, man, just be. Bro, I'm over here killing this Tito. You want a little bit more?
That's all yours. Go ahead.
I don't want it. Oh, shit. I mean, I still got to drive, but it's Detroit.
Man, you can stay here for the night.
Oh, no. I'm good, bro. You already know.
Oh, then take Tito's with you.
Nah.
Take Tito's with you. But I say it like that, man. Marcus got my motherfucking dream job. That's why I'm working out to be a bouncer. Y'all, all them little buff pics y'all saw on Facebook, what the fuck you think I was doing? For the hoes? No, I was trying to be a bouncer. I mean, obviously for the hoes, but to get paid while getting a hoe, that's what I want to do. And it goes, that's your dream.
Yeah.
You're working out, you buff, you look good.
And then going to the gym, it's chicks there anyway. Chicks be choosing in the gym. Bro, I got a gym crush. Me and her be locking eyes in the gym.
Hey, listen.
And look, I do extra pull-ups when she around.
A gym crush ain't nothing like a regular crush. Them gym crushes, y'all, they be in shape.
That body
be immaculate.
Bro, listen, chicks be like, I got kids, I do this. I know a chick in the gym, she got 5 kids, and she got a body. She got a body, yada, 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 yada. Yo, I'm just saying, man.
Hey, Megan Thee Stallion. Man, you know, I licked that bitch anywhere she wanted at her command. She looked good.
What?
Megan Thee Stallion,
nice. She nice.
She in her face, I mean,
the faces, the body make up for it. I don't know, man. Like,
he didn't continue. He's right though.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'll let Megan ride my face, and you know that's something. The liquor hit me,
bro.
Fuck it. I like a chick to ride my face, right? If I got a chick and you got a. If I really want to eat your pussy, I'm not doing this to every chick.
Hey, Megan could do it.
Sit on my face and ride it out. Like, suffocate me a little bit. That's my fetish.
Bring a little defibrillator.
Resuscitate me, bitch.
Bring that light.
Clear. Hey,
Megan Thee Stallion, bad. Like, I ain't talking about in her face type way. Dog. I'm talking about her body.
Dog, you want to know who I want to fuck?
Who that?
I want to fuck Erykah Badu to get my lyrics back. I want to become lyrical. She fucked J. Electronica, Andre
Common.
3000.
And Common.
Common. Bro, she fucked fucking Common made songs about her. I can't remember the songs off the top of my head. But Outkast made Sorry Miss Jackson.
Hey.
About her mama.
Marcus may have stated a point.
What's up?
Before Andre 3000. Okay. So Andre 3000, right?
Right.
Before Erykah Badu, was any of us really fucking with his lyrics? No. Common. Before Erykah Badu, was any of us fucking with him? No.
Jay Electronica. He dropped his MBC after he fucked.
After Erykah Badu. Marcus got some. Marcus knows. I'm about to shoot a DM to Erykah Badu tonight.
Bro, listen. She was selling her pussy in incense. And them bitches sold out.
Yo.
I tried to buy some.
I ain't know that.
She was selling her incense. I know you trying to buy it. She's a witch. Oh my god, back to the witches. I was gonna buy it. That's what I'm saying about this girl named Quinn. She's a witch. I like the bitch, and you love them, and it's witches listening right now.
Like, how these niggas know? But I dog. Love witches. Hey, if you're a Wiccan out there, you know, you cool, because witches in the shadows help perpetuate your career. They do shadow work.
Yeah, but then they can also do it negative.
But I ain't never been that type of nigga for them to do that too.
I'm just saying it happens.
No, they can't. No, they can't do it. No, you're right. They can't do it. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, hey, make it happen. Make it happen. If she has the power, right? Make it happen. Make it happen. I like witches. I ain't never had one did me, you know what I mean, sideways, unless you did.
I mean, it can. You got to think about it. So they can get real fickle, right? And they can be invested in you, right? You and then like, just like that.
Like bitter.
They can move on to the next thing. Because, you know, us as men.
No, you can't take witchcraft back. But I'm saying, what are you saying? That they get bitter and move on, or mm-hmm. they just move on because they interested in something else?
That. Either or. Either or.
But bitter and interesting moving on, that's better, I think.
But usually girls don't leave me, man. It's like, bro, all my relationships ended. My last four relationships ended because of distance. When I'm with my chicks, nigga, I got a gravitational pull for my, I ain't gonna say hoes, but ladies I'm in love with. Because I love you ladies. I love each and every one of y'all. But I got a gravitational pull.
Let them know.
Yeah. I got a gravitational pull. When I'm around my chicks, nothing can happen, nigga. I'm the sun. They orbit around. They Pluto. Pluto's not a planet. Ride, whatever.
Ride. They ride the face. You know?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do wild. Bro, when I say I do wild shit, bro, if I'm dating a chick and I'm with you and I'm comfortable, I got you feeling powerful a little bit. Of course, I'm gonna break your back, right? And this is me. I'm giving game here. Of course, I'm gonna break your back. I'm doing a Kama Sutra. I'm hitting you with the different moves. You know how you get a chick a doggy style? You put the one leg up and you can really get the dick in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get the angle. You got an angle in the
ass. I'm not saying that bitch about an inch deep. Yeah. I'm doing that. And then when I'm eating a chick pussy, I let a chick sit on my face. I got you sitting up, and I got you riding. I got you feeling powerful. You feel like you riding a horse. Like, yeah. Ride it out, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Feel powerful. Girl power, all that shit. Don't worry about me. Get yours. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to get mine. And then while you doing that, my shit's shooting up like a rocket. You know what I'm saying? And then we get the work. And then if your pussy really fire, you might can get a second nut on my ass. You know what I'm saying? But it depends on how your pussy set up. You know what I'm saying? If it got to get moved from your check-ins to your savings.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the business part of it, girl. That's the business part of it.
But I'm just saying, everybody got their fetishes and shit. So I don't need you motherfuckers judging me.
Hey, well, I mean, we about 45 minutes after I done explained to them the fet life. I'm pretty sure they don't even
niggas already did their Google. They don't fet life right now.
I know what I likes. Yo.
Oh, you know what? I take it back, bro. This is the liquor hit me now. I used to have a chick out I used to fuck with.
Where's she from?
I want to say she's from Texas. She used to like rape play. Yeah.
Is her last name Flores?
I ain't gonna say whoa.
I'm sorry.
We ain't staying on names here, sir. But yeah, she's like rape play, bro. She used to leave her door locked and tell me to come in the house randomly and put a blindfold on her and say shit like, bitch, you know what time it is.
That's on Fet Life. That's a category on Fet Life. It's a category. If y'all listening right now, y'all know. Hey, because I know for the last 45 minutes, y'all been scrolling through Fet Life until nasty ass. That's a category on Fet Life.
Hey, listen. Ladies, I'm still a good guy. I'm a stunt dick on X videos, but you can't see my face. And this is before I have my tattoos, so I'm good. Can't see my face, but I'm a good guy. Looking for love. So if you need me, hit me up on Instagram, Mr. International. Marcus, Mr. International.
And it's going to be a little profit now. I heard her pay out a little bit for the video.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't see my face and shit. You know what I'm saying? I was just helping a homegirl out. And I didn't know she was recording. I didn't know she was going to put it on the hub like that. Because you know what I'm saying? Everybody got their little videos. My thing is I like recording, you know, here and there and spice shit up. You know, when you turn that camera on, somebody want to do their best. You know what I'm saying? So. You know what I'm saying? You want to put your best foot forward, you know?
Yeah.
Around, you know what I mean? Hey, just be like that.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. The only thing wrong with that is a motherfucker who found something wrong with that.
Hey, bro, before we end the pod and shit, we still talking and shit. Hey, if you need, we can run and get you some Coney Island. You know what I'm saying?
It's on me. What you want?
I'm just saying, if you need a Coney dog, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, we can go run and get that.
Hey, it's my last night in Detroit for a minute. Okay. I think, you know, if I got to, I may head up there. My boy, he ain't gonna be in Detroit much longer either.
No, I'm leaving a little bit.
We was in Detroit specifically for y'all.
Yeah,
man.
All right? Like I said on the other pod, we came together like Voltron for you motherfuckers.
Yeah. I'll form the head. Hey, listen, the next podcast y'all gonna get gonna probably be from San Diego or Miami. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the last y'all gonna get from Detroit right now. I can't make it.
This will be the last. I mean, because it's like, bro, we love Detroit. But like you said before, bro, I think we didn't outgrew it, man.
You know, we did.
We fully outgrew it. We outgrew it.
And the thing is like, when we outgrew it, I'm not talking like recently. We outgrew it by like 3 or 4, 5 years.
Yeah.
Because we come back here because it's a how you would say, like a point of contact.
Point of contact. We got family here.
Yeah, we got family here and all that.
I mean, of course, we love it. We got to do X, Y, and Z. Yeah. It's mostly business, transactions, things you got to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? But like in heart and cement, We rooted in other places.
Other places.
You know what I'm saying? So the next time y'all holler at us, like Marcus said earlier, we might do the video for y'all too, but we're going to be in some Hawaiian shirts in Miami at my house.
We're going to
be in my house. My baby mama, she take care of the food for me and Marcus, so me and Marcus going to
last time she cooked it up. It was good, man. You know what I'm saying?
Tammy don't always cook it up for me and Marcus.
Dre was in the car like, man, she'd hook that motherfucker up.
Yeah. So we gonna hook the podcast up for y'all in Miami next. And I got to bring Marcus down there. We got a mutual friend down there, Dom Jones. We're going to hook it up for y'all in Miami. That's my home. Marcus going to come down there. He going to be a cop. Marcus, he fresh out the Navy with no criminal record, so he could be a cop anywhere. He just don't know it yet.
I don't know if I'm ready to be a cop. I mean, I got the strength. I can toss a motherfucker around. I can do X, Y,
and Z. Marcus talking, but he don't really – if you could be a bouncer, you can be a cop. The bouncer is the hard part of being a cop. You know what I mean? Bouncers do the hard part that cops usually don't get every day. That bouncers get every night. He could be a Mark. Come on down Miami with me and live a good life.
Be a Miami cop. I ain't gonna lie, man. Me and my Miami detective, man, get my motherfucking Miami Vice on. Hop in a boat.
He's like, he sound like Mike Lowry already.
Shit. Mike Lowry. Shit. Shit, have my beater with the chest hair sticking out. I don't know, man.
He that Miami Vice.
I, that might be the move, man.
Hey, Marcus become a cop in Miami. You know I'm about to do, I'm going to pick my badge back up. I know I said I'm not doing that shit again. I'm picking it back up. He become one. We're going to be Miami Vice down there again.
I ain't going to lie. Low key, the older I get, the sexier I be feeling. So fuck it.
And the older I get, the more money I got to pay my son to fucking play sports.
Yeah, I thought I was going to say sexy shit. I can't. About to, though.
Well, I don't know, man. I might. Shit, that might be the move for real, for real.
Swing on down to Miami.
All right.
Hey, our next podcast going to be, because you know we love y'all, man. That's when we get to come drop y'all some knowledge, man.
No, Marcus can't do it.
We can't drop y'all knowledge. We already know. Y'all.
Bro, we didn't, bro, we done broke down thigh culture. We didn't hit you with a little few fetishes and shit.
And we done told you some truths out there.
And then a cartoon coming about the creepy dude in Japan with the panties. That I ran into.
But you got
speaking
it.
Of fetishes.
You got it, didn't you? You got it, didn't you? Because that's how we do y'all. We don't hold nothing from y'all.
Oh, shit. And, yo, this week, me and JK, we going live on Instagram. We're going to be talking for 40 minutes. And shit. We're gonna just
about the animated culture.
No, we just talking just in general. Like, he ain't give me no. We just going to have a conversation. He just said he needed somebody online that could just hold a conversation for 40 minutes. I'm like, I got you.
I know you got him.
I got you. I know you 40 minutes. I do podcasts for 2 hours plus. You know what I'm saying?
I got to hit JK up. I got to hit him up. I'm like I say, I ain't been having the time in the past, but I'm gonna throw him some money to make some. I'm gonna pay him whatever he want to make the cartoon.
Bro, he popping now. You know, who hit him up? You know, my man's that be doing the what's them dudes' name? Team Supreme or whatever they be doing. LeBron James, like they be doing. Yeah. Cool, man. That dude hit him up. So he started. He hit JK up. So
dark skinned nigga.
Yeah, with the do rag on. Yeah. JK started to pop. Yeah. So you know, I'm glad I was one of the
first niggas to get on with it.
First one to get on.
I'm gonna throw
help build JK up.
I'm going to get in contact with him, throw him a couple $100. I'm going to get us a quick cartoon up there, man.
He also he's selling merch. He sent me a shirt in the mail. They got my cartoon character on it.
I want that.
Bro, he got merch, man. It's crazy. I want that. It's crazy. That. Yo, link in my Instagram bio and shit. Check it out. But he's selling merch.
JK the Animator. JK the Animator.
Yeah, man. He's selling merch and everything.
You can find him on Instagram the quickest.
I'm proud of that dude. He started a Patreon and everything.
Or the Patreon, that's basically to
pay you. Yeah, he got people that, you know, monthly subscriptions he made. So if you sign up for his Patreon, you get a cartoon character made, and then he, you know what I'm saying, give you exclusive content. Man, he's trying to turn that to like a full-time thing, and then he's training his little nephew to actually do cartoons as well, so he can take some of the load off him. So he's actually turning that into something, so I'm proud of him. Because, you know, I remember back in I looked at his profile back in 2017. He was doing, like, Mazda commercials and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, JK, I actually need to get out to London. So, I'm definitely, you know, not all, I'm not in a relationship. I'm not committed to a female.
You know, I thought he was from the UK, but, like, living in Houston or something.
No, he's not living. He lives in the UK. He lives in the UK.
He in London?
Yeah, he be doing sometimes. He used to do lift on his shit on the side. I don't think he do that shit no more. I think he at the point where he don't got to do that.
He ain't got to do that no more.
They
can get successful. But you know, I'm proud of him because his shit is good quality.
Yeah.
I remember the cartoon about you in the wheelchair.
Bro, also look, we want to redo that one.
You got to redo that one.
The wheelchair, perfect. Because if you watch it compared to the other ones, it's lower quality because I just got I got a professional mic now and shit.
All right.
So I'm gonna redo the wheelchair one. That one's gonna get redropped soon. But yeah, JK doing his thing.
I'm gonna hit him up. I'm gonna throw him a couple honey. I mean, whatever he want, I'm gonna just throw it to him because I think it's some stories out there we got to tell. And the first story I'm gonna bring to him is me and you down in Florida at the strip club.
Oh God, yo, that was a wild night. Fight. fighting.
Marcus was fighting. I'm trying to holler at this bitch.
This nigga in the strip club fought. I'm in love with the strippers. He rolled and she popped it off.
Yo, I actually fell in love with
the bitch. I know, man. You did your thing. And she took you home and all that shit. So I think you the only nigga in history that ever took a bitch out and take her home. I don't need too many niggas that took the stripper out. And she was like, you know what? I like you. Yeah. Like, niggas ain't doing that, bro.
She was a
You're a legend.
She's a young stripper. She's a young stripper.
You're a legend.
And we, you know, we young people. We out of the Navy.
Sir, you're a legend, all right?
I mean.
Listen, you earned that Superman tattoo on your chest. You know what I'm saying?
You threw it out there, man.
You like earned it. That shit. But, man, I'm glad y'all was able to rock with us. We live from Detroit. We sit here, we drinking. You know, we smoking a couple Black and Miles, having a good time, reminiscing. Glad you was able to take this time with us.
For sure.
Anything you got to say, man, before we close
out? Hey, listen, man. Hey, I love y'all real good for this one, man. Me and Marcus, we hardly catch up. We on the opposite sides of the globe all the time.
We stay busy.
You know, he's still in the Navy. I'm still over the road as a trucker. Boom, boom. We do what we can to knock y'all out an episode or two when we can. But this is the first time in a long time that we got together and actually knocked y'all out episode. We here live from Detroit together,
right,
drinking, smoking, and still kicking y'all the real. That's why we love y'all.
Oh, yeah, man. You already know, man. Detroit to Nashville, man. Let's get it.
For sure.